I'm passionate about arts and culture in Bristol, and I have a lifelong interest in the nighttime economy, as we'd call it now. But I grew up with my nan running a dance hall in London, and her allowing kids to come into her what was basically a ballroom dancing school to play reggae music. And I've had this long interest in reggae music since then. So I was very concerned when recently Surrey Vaults were closed in Bristol. And then I realised that Cozies would also be under threat by new developments for residential buildings surrounding these venues that do have late night music sessions, and in the past they'd been in a quiet zone of the city, industrial zones the city, where there's no one to be bothered by it. And now, as the developments are coming into Bristol, it's putting these venues at risk. So I feel passionate about it because I care about the culture, I care about the people, I care about the neighbourhood around Stokes Croft and St Paul's. I think we need to keep an eye on the planning in that area, and there are absolutely no plans for the nighttime economy in that area. And as was mentioned today, I know part of the nighttime economy in that area used to be the working girls out on the street there and some drug dealers on bicycles. They've gone. But as I see the developments happening all around them, I miss them. I miss the girls, and I miss a little bit of seediness in the city centre makes it more interesting, I think.
So how do you feel when you hear of these places closing down? How does it make you feel?
I feel frustrated by it because Bristol has always been voted most interesting cultural city, somewhere to move to from London or wherever, with the city kind of markets itself on how interesting it is, its diversity, and especially its music scene. And, you know, the music scene in Bristol is very strong and vibrant, and that's kind of despite the authorities rather than because of any support they've had from the authorities. So I've forgotten the question. Sorry.
Why do you feel so passionate about it?
Oh, why do I feel so passionate about it? Because why do I feel so passionate about it? Because I've got a sense of the injustice of it. You know, that people are building up a music scene, they're making music that the city's then marketing itself on. You've got everyone coming out at night and having a good time, the audiences, the whole culture of it is really important to the city. And I feel passionate about that.
So you remember it when you were a lot younger. So you want to carry on that tradition for the next generation? Is this what you're trying to campaign for, Melanie?
I know that music venues come and go. When I first came to Bristol, I used to go to the Dugout all the time, which then, of course, has disappeared. I'm also used to go to Eric's in Liverpool. I just see how, if we look back on these places and say how important it is, you know, it's like the Cavern in Liverpool, thousands and thousands of tourists every year going to Liverpool to see the Cavern, which was levelled to the ground with a car park built on top of it. It's only in retrospect that these things are given any value. And I suppose what I'd like to do is to wake people up to the value that, while it's still existing, while it's still there to be saved. You know, and as I know, we need new housing, we need housing developments, it's very important. But what what I would like to see is that the developers take the responsibility for soundproofing their new developments rather than them building right next to a well-established venue and then people complaining about the noise and getting the place closed down or restricting their hours. I just don't think it's fair, and I think that the nighttime economy needs to be taken into consideration. In Bristol, it's estimated that 30,000 jobs are supported by the nighttime economy in Bristol. £1 billion is generated by the nighttime economy in Bristol. It's time that they woke up to the fact that it's important. It's not, yes, it's fun and it's important culturally, but it's also important to the economy and to keep the city being the colourful, vibrant, amazing city that it is and that we all show off about. Although, saying that, I know that some people say they want to start a campaign to make Bristol crap again. You know, that if you make it so good and you make it so, like, big it up in the Sunday supplements, and then everyone starts coming and spoiling it.
So what can we do as Bristol to improve this and change, reverse it all, basically?
Well, one thing we can do is to maybe drop a line to your local councillor saying that you're concerned about places being closed down. Remembering that councillors are people that like to go out too. You know, you're not speaking to the enemy. You know, we've got our local MPs are very much behind this campaign as well, especially Kerry McCarthy, who's the MP for Bristol East. They are interested, and if we back them, if we give them support and show that the people that live in our areas are right behind these campaigns, then they'll take it further into government, because we want to change the legislation, change the responsibility onto the developers rather than for your local pub to be closed down. You know, we all know that our pubs are closing down every week in the UK. We lose loads of pubs, don't we, for various reasons. One of them is noise complaints. I'm going to cough. Talking of coughing, you know, the smoking legislation that people aren't allowed to smoke indoors anymore must have an impact on this. You know, quite often what we're finding is that although the venues have got sound limiters, or that they are, you know, they have restrictions on how loud the music can be, that's not actually where the complaint lies, because the music is not always the issue. The issue is people talking, chatting outside. You know, when people have had a few drinks, they talk really loudly. I know from where I live in my street, it's really quiet except when someone drunk walks past talking on their phone, and it does, it's a disturbance, but that's not taken into account by like noise limitators or whatever in the venues.
So then, if anyone is interested in some of the points that you've made today on this little chat with you, Annie, how can they get in touch?
You can get in touch with us through our Facebook page, Save Bristol Nightlife, which you'll be able to find. Drop us a line on there, give us a like, and then we'll try and keep you informed about how the situation is and what's going on, any meetings that you can come to or any events. And what I'd really like is to be able to warn people when venues are in danger, because quite often we hear too late, like when the Thekla's now under threat. It's too late. And of course, developers like us to not know what's going on, so it's too late. By the time you find out about it or it gets coverage in the paper, it's because it's actually in planning. going through the planning procedure, and we need to know before. So maybe you'd be able to alert us to venues that might be under threat. So it's a bit, I hope it'll be like a cross-generational, cross-genre sort of communication. Oh, I hate that word, hub. It's such a modern...
I know what you're saying, Annie. Well, I wish you the very best of luck for it, and keep us informed.
Yeah, I will. And thank you so much for letting me speak today.